supporting mental health and invisible disabilities, building truly inclusive workplace well-being frameworks. Myrna Sachs, Head, Health Management Solutions at Alex Forbes. In today's rapidly evolving workplace, employee well-being can no longer be viewed through a narrow or purely physical lens. Mental health and invisible disabilities, once considered private or peripheral, are now central to organizational sustainability, productivity, and inclusion. Employers and HR leaders have a responsibility to create environments where employees feel safe, seen, and supported, even when their challenges are not immediately visible. A useful starting point is understanding the role of structured workplace health support. Health risk management services help organizations navigate health-related risks, absenteeism, and incapacity. This includes verifying medical conditions that may qualify as disabilities under employment legislation and guiding employers on appropriate accommodations. The aim is not merely compliance but enabling employees to remain healthy, engaged, and productive. The cost of ignoring mental health. Mental health disorders often go unnoticed at work. Stigma remains a significant barrier to disclosure. Many employees fear discrimination, job loss, or being perceived as weak. Others are unaware that support structures even exist. The cost of this silence is staggering. South Africa loses more than R250 billion annually due to untreated mental health conditions. Depression affects over a quarter of the population, and mental health-related absenteeism costs the economy billions more in lost productivity. Indirect costs such as presenteeism, reduced performance, and team disruption can be four times higher than salary costs. Access to mental health care further complicates the picture. South Africa has only 600 to 700 psychiatrists, with just 25 to 30% in the public sector, leaving roughly 200 specialists serving most of the population. With about 0.31 psychiatrists and one psychologist per 100,000 people, the treatment gap is severe. Cultural beliefs, economic inequality, and limited healthcare infrastructure deepen the challenges. This makes the workplace a critical platform for intervention, promoting open dialogue, investing in awareness, and embedding supportive policies. Understanding invisible disabilities. Invisible disabilities are conditions that are not immediately apparent but significantly impact a person's ability to function at work. These include mental health conditions such as anxiety and depression, chronic illnesses like fibromyalgia and lupus, and neurodivergent conditions such as ADHD or autism. Although an estimated 7.5 to 15.7% of South Africans live with disabilities, up to 90% of people with mental illness do not receive care. Invisible disabilities are highly individualized. Two employees with the same diagnosis may function very differently. For instance, while one employee with diabetes may work without limitation, another may experience debilitating fatigue or unpredictable complications. Categories of unseen conditions. While experiences differ, invisible disabilities often fall into overlapping groups, including pain and fatigue conditions, neurological conditions, cognitive impairments, neurodevelopmental conditions, and mental health conditions. Stigma and lack of awareness continue to hinder inclusion. Destigmatization requires education, empathy, and leadership modeling. Trauma-informed leadership. Since COVID-19, trauma-informed leadership has gained prominence. This approach acknowledges that employees carry unseen emotional burdens, loss, financial stress, violence, or systemic inequality, all of which influence behavior and performance. The shift is from asking, "What's wrong with you?" to, "What happened to you?" Trauma-informed leadership prioritizes psychological safety, trust, and empowerment. Embedding these principles into onboarding, performance management, and policies is critical, particularly in South Africa, where historical and socioeconomic trauma remains pervasive. Episodic disabilities and the need for flexibility. Some invisible disabilities are episodic, meaning symptoms fluctuate. Conditions like lupus may be manageable on some days and debilitating on others. Employees often hide these conditions for fear of being seen as unreliable. Yet silence prevents access to reasonable accommodation. Flexible arrangements can make an enormous difference. Remote or hybrid work options, flexible or adaptable schedules, adjusted deliverables during flare-ups. Managers play a central role in creating the psychological safety needed for employees to disclose their needs. Navigating reasonable accommodation. Employers sometimes struggle with balancing performance expectations and accommodation needs. However, with transparent communication and mutual respect, these challenges become manageable. Reasonable accommodation is not about lowering standards. It is about enabling employees to meet them in ways aligned with their health realities. When implemented effectively, it boosts engagement, performance, and retention. From inclusion to disability justice. Modern well-being frameworks must evolve beyond compliance toward disability justice, an approach focused on equity, empowerment, and collective access. This includes multiple mental health support avenues, employee assistance programs, peer support networks, ongoing education and awareness initiatives. Intersectionality is vital. Disability experiences are shaped by race, gender, and socioeconomic status, particularly in South Africa's unequal landscape. Access to mental health care remains uneven, especially in under-resourced communities. From individual accommodation to systemic inclusion, forward-thinking organizations are reframing well-being in several important ways. Equity over equality. Not everyone needs the same support. People need what allows them to thrive. Universal design for well-being. Policies should support everyone, not only those who disclose disabilities. Examples include mental health days, flexible schedules, sensory-friendly spaces, and trauma-informed communication. Culture over compliance. Legal compliance matters, but psychological safety matters more. Measure what matters. Beyond absenteeism, organizations should track psychological safety, inclusion sentiment, and uptake of flexible policies. Turning strategy into action. Inclusive well-being frameworks begin with listening. Needs assessments should capture the experiences of employees with invisible disabilities. Policies must incorporate flexibility. Managers require training to identify challenges and understand neurodivergence. Impact must be measured. A collective responsibility. Normalizing conversations around mental health and invisible disabilities is not the responsibility of HR alone. It requires leaders, managers, and colleagues working together. Inclusive workplaces do not happen by chance. They are built through empathy, education, and intentional design. The call to action is clear. Commit to creating environments where every employee, with a seen or unseen disability, has the support they need to thrive. The Alex Forbes Health Management Solutions team can advise corporate South Africa on how you can create these supportive, inclusive, and enabling environments and build workplaces where everyone can flourish. Ends. Author at Myrna Sachs. Alex Forbes plus posts bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.